I was going to school with a friend when some parents told us that something happened. They told to us to come back at home, told to my mother what happened. And I called friends to say to them, don't go at school because something happened. But I didn't know what happened.
So you yourself, you didn't actually get to school. Before you got to school, you were told something awful had happened and you went home. And then you alerted your friends. And when did you learn exactly what had happened?
I watched the news in the television, and my mother called a friend who has her husband in the synagogue at school. So she knew what happened, and she explained it to me that there was someone who came and killed about 4 people, and there was one other victim.
Did you know any of the people who died?
Yes, I know the rabbi. He made one time a course to us. I saw one time his children, so it was strange to know that he has been killed. And the little girl, Saturday, I saw her and I spoke to her, and she was happy. And when I heard that something like that happened, I was shocked. It was... I don't know how to say it. It's unbelievable, and...
It must be.
I can't find the word.
No, it must be an awful day for everyone at the school.
Yes. I spoke to my friends. Some were there, and they told me they heard that there was noise of guns, and some saw the bodies, and they were very shocked.
Did any of your friends, did anyone you spoke to, actually saw what happened?
Yes, I have friends who saw the man shooting the children, and the man, my friends, some hide because they were afraid.
And what are people thinking and saying now?
It's I don't know how to say it. It shocked all of us, and it's something very, very I don't find the word. No.
In French? What word would you say?
It's something qu'on n'arrive pas à décrire ni à.
You can't describe. You can't describe how you feel.
Well, yes, exactly.
And what about going back to school? Will you go to school tomorrow?
No, the school is closed for the week.
How do you feel about just going out and about in Toulouse, in town, knowing that this person is out there?
Maybe the first days going to school, it would be a little hard, but I don't want to stay at home and to keep my angry and my pain.
You don't want to stay at home with your anger and your pain?
Yes, and I want to see my friend, to talk with them, and not be alone, because it's hard.
Do you feel safe going outside?
This afternoon there was something to do for the victims, but I didn't go because my mother was afraid that the man can
he could come back and attack.
Yes. So I didn't go, but maybe tomorrow, if I go out, I will feel safe, but not completely safe.
Can you understand why this might have happened?
I think he's maybe crazy, but I don't understand why a man can attack children like this. They are innocent, and they only wanted to go to school, and they were waiting for bus, and